So I started posting our these Friday morning shiurim on YU Torah. So if you miss a shiur, you can tap it on yutorah.org.
Can I get set Wednesdays? Because I missed.
You may, not Wednesday, just Friday. Sorry, Jared. Oh. So we're going to begin. So the Kli Yakar has a very, an interesting little preamble to the pieces that we're going to see this week. Obviously, Parshas Truma is all about the construction of the Mishkan, and specifically the Kelim, the vessels that were built to go and sit in the Mishkan. And not just sit there, but to perform a function. So the Kli Yakar, his little preamble, you'll see, he kind of says, you know, there's got to be something more going on here than just building a table and building a box and building, whatever it is, everything else that we're building a candelabra, et cetera, right? It has to mean something more. And that's obviously a hallmark of Jewish life, you know, that there's so much meaning and symbolism in everything we have and we do. So let's get right in. V'asu aron atzei shittim. So it says, you shall make an aron of acacia wood. And here we go. B'masa ha-mishkan. V'chol keila v'dinei asiyatam. Kvar nimtzu'u pratei dinam b'talmud. It says, we have in the Gemara all of the different specifications, you know, of how to build the different kelim, and you know what the measurements are, and so on and so forth. The instructions. Aleim ein lohosiv umimenu ein ligroa. He's like, we can't add to that, and we can't take away from that. Right? It is what it is. It's there. Baloni sharlanu lechadesh bayam davar. And there's nothing really to talk about there. It's done, right? It has to be 2.5 amot, and it has to be like this, and it has to be made in such a way. That's fine. I'm not looking at that. Kiim bameshis kimu alav kolam afarshim lasop behem rimazim al inyanim nistarim oniglim. You know, we already have what all of the commentators wrote about whether there, you know, there are allusions that are, you know, hidden or that are revealed. Kilo yitachein lomar shekol pratim elu hayu below kavana. Because we can't say that these measurements and these the different specifications were without intentionality, as we talked about earlier. And by the way, we know, even to this day, there's an institute called Machon HaMikdash, the Temple Institute. You'll find it right in the old city of Yerushalayim, right before the steps going down to the Kotel. There's the Temple Institute. They have a great store. You could buy all sorts of, like, fun things. For Besamin, on Motzei Shabbos, we use like a little jar that has all of the ketoret inside the jar. Like, it's great stuff. It's cool. But there's more than that. They obviously, we know they've been building the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash. They literally have that menorah that you see now. It used to be displayed in different places. Now it's right in the middle of the square of the rova, right near where Reisha used to be. Used to go to yeshiva. You too. Kotel. Is the menorah. And the menorah was built according to the dinim, the halachot of the Rambam. Right? It's all like here, based off of the Gemara, based off of, you know, Masechet Midot, of what we know. Right. So they're building all of these things. So the specifications are there. They're understood. Yes, of course, there are disagreements about, you know, this or that. But for the most part, it is what it is. V'al derech zeh halchu rova mechabrim, la'asopem rimazim ish lefi sichlo. And all of the various composers, it's, he's talking about the commentaries, have written different allusions, different hints that they think they see in the different kelim. Zeh omer b'chol v'zeh b'chol. This one says this. This one says that. V'afilu Rashi shekol dvarav pshutim. And even Rashi, who, you know, tries to explain things in a very pashut way, in a very, you know, simple, straightforward manner. Mikol makom b'makom shematza lidrosh. So where he found a space to give a drasha, to expound, give his own little sort of a drush on it, his own Dvar Torah on it, he didn't stop from doing it. You came to Parsha Zo, Perish Mizbech Nechoshet L'chaper Al Mitzcho Nechusha. It says, you know, he's taking a little bit of it out of context. It says, right, you have the copper altar, so it comes to atone for Mitzcho Nechusha, someone who's forehead is nechusha, with that same word. V'chein shtei masrei einot mayim v'shivim tmarim, where we find also earlier in the Sefer, it talks about they found 12 streams of water and 70 date trees. I believe that's where they got to a place after Yetziat Mitzrayim. Pirash keneged 12 shvatim v'shivim zekenim. Oh, we have 12? Great, that must mean the 12 tribes and the 70 elders. Alkein lo echsoch gam ani minomar mashatale mitzodat sichli. Says, therefore, I'm not going to hold back from what's coming, you know, into my head about these, my thoughts. Here, I'm going to give you my thoughts about these things. Obviously, the Kli Yakar acknowledging that he's a later authority, right? We're talking about much later than Rashi and Ibn Ezra and everyone else. Lo sif ksad alotan rimazim shedibru behem hamifarshim yishtei parshiot elu truma tetzavet. So therefore, I'm going to give my piece as well. Meaning, I'm going to stray. He's giving you a disclaimer. I'm going to stray from the pshat a bit because there's something more going on. When we're building a mishkan and we have these vessels, there's something really important, unique, fundamental about what these ideas that are contained within the construction of these vessels. V'terem bo'i l'daber b'hem, and before I do that, Omar b'derech klal, al shlosha rashi kelim, asher aleim na'asa, zer zahav v'hem. So it says, before I even tell you that, I want to, you know, talk about the first three kelim that come up for me are the ones that have a zer zahav, the ones that have like a crown, some sort of trimming, gold trimming around the top. And those are the aron, the shulchan, and the mizbeach. Okay, the aron, the shulchan, and the mizbeach. V'abtenu amru, shehem keneged shloshak tarim. That they are keneged, they correspond to the three crowns that we have. Keter Torah, Keter Kehuna, and Keter Malchut. Okay, those are the three crowns. They correspond to the these three zeres, these three crowns that are on top of these things. The aron, obviously, representing what? Which Keter? The Aron? The Aron has to be Keter Torah, right? The Aron holds the Kula Brit, holds the Torah. That's the Keter Torah. Okay? Ve'abet yamin re'ei, and look around, near and far, ki shlosha kelim elu hayu chalukim b'midot ha'amot. And he says, if you look, you'll recognize that these three vessels, these three kelim, oh, I don't have my board, these three kelim have different types of measurements. Meaning, ki ha'aron, hayukola motav shvurot. All of the measurements of the aron were shvurot, are half measurements. You know, amatayim v'chetzi arko, amatayim, right? They're 2.5, right? On this side, 2.5 width, 2.5 length. So they're all shvurot. They're all broken measurements. Okay, that's the aron. The hamizbeach, hayukola motav shlemot. The mizbeach are all whole measurements, meaning there are no halves in the measurements. The ashulchan hayu mitzah shvurot mitzah shlemos. Okay, so he's setting up, something's going on here, guys, right? And the shulchan are actually a mix, right? There are some measurements that are broken with halves, and there are other measurements that are whole. Halo davaru. What does that mean? Halo davaru. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, halo davaru. There's something here. What is this? Ve'akorve lailo mar bazeh. So I'm going to try to explain. V'visha'amu chachamim b'ma'alot habet l'ma'ala mincha. The rabbis say that when it comes to ma'alot, when it comes to your own personal and spiritual growth, habet l'ma'ala mincha, look at what's above, what's over you. Look above. Ki al yedei zeh yedame b'nafsho ki hu chaser min shlemut v'lo igia l'madrega chaviro. He says, because through that, you will be able to sort of look, think about it, do a little cheshbon and efesh inside and say, look, I'm lacking. I'm missing, I'm lacking shlemut. Look at that person. Wow. Look at the way he davens. Look at the way she does chesed. Whatever it is. V'yavoli kanopo, v'yosifa shlemut chachmato. And you'll come to actually be jealous of that person, and you'll want to do more. You want to become smarter. You want to become a better person. You want to become closer to God. Kikinat sofrim tar bechachma. for the jealousy amongst Sofrim, jealousy amongst scribes, amongst rabbis, amongst people, b'nei aliyah, people who are interested in learning and spiritual growth. That increases wisdom, right? There's a reason why, we have the Gemara is filled with machlokot and so on and so forth. It's a good thing, right? We should be, envious of a person who's learning more than we are, or davening more than we are, or, more humble than we are. We should want, because we want to know that we're, this is where we want to be. And in fact, if you think about the Mesilas Yesharim, one of his... motivators that he puts in to the Sefer in terms of why you might want to be a better person is he says, look, you have X amount of time in this world, right? And then you get into the Olam Emes, you get into Olam Haba. And then he says, like, think about it. You can achieve, the more you work, the more you, become, make yourself a better person, so you could gain a certain standing in the next world. He's like, but once you get to the next world, there's no more movement, right? There's a concept we talk about in Aliyah, or in Neshama, on a Yurtzeit, right? Or in general, when we do mitzvot, or learning, davening, chesed, whatever it is, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they do things, right? So it elevates the Neshama. But at the end of the day, the Neshama on its own can't be elevated. So he basically says, like, look, you're going to get there after 120, and you're going to be, where do you want to be sitting? Right? Do you want to be sitting in the nosebleeds? Right? And you're, you look over there, right? And you're like, all the way up there, and you see, that guy who your whole life was your neighbor, and he's sitting in box seats, up close and personal to, the Ziv Ashchina, to God, the divine presence, whatever, right? But he uses that as a motivator. He said, look, you want to, maybe you wish to move down to the mezzanine. Maybe you want to get into the loge. Maybe, like, you may move further and further. By the way, the best way I can use this metaphor in particular is for those of us who grew up with baseball stadiums. There were these, right, in the giant baseball stadium era, right? Think about Busch Stadium. You never had it, right? In Fenway, right? But, like, Shea Stadium was at 65,000 seats. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was crazy, right? All these old stadiums, you could really, you're like really not a part of it. Now it's more they try to, try to bunch everyone in, try to be more. But still, right? Once you're here, this is where you are. You want to be, the idea is, look, it's not a bad thing to say, I want to be closer. I want to be closer. I'm missing something. I'm chaser. Okay? Aval binyane olam hazeh. He says, but when it comes to physical things of this world, we're in the third paragraph. Dahainu kol hatzlachos hagufnios. Ka'osher v'chavod. Like all of, successes, right, in life, like, wealth and prestige. Yistakel b'mishu hu lamata mimen. With that, you're supposed to look at who's below you. This is brilliant. Why? Because through that, you'll be samech b'chelko. Don't look at, right? The biggest problem with a person when it comes to, material pursuits, right, is we're looking at who's above us. Oh, I want to get there, right? I want to the rat race. I want to get even higher. You'll never be happy. What does he say? When it comes to physical, worldly attainments, look below you. Look at who's below you and say, wow, look at how much I have. Like, Baruch Hashem, right? That's how you could be Samech L'chelko. Yotim in Harbe Anashim. You're so much, Ki Yesh Li Rav, I have more than so many people. I should feel good about that. Ukamosha Amru, Hamipalel, Yitain Einav L'mata, V'libo L'mala. And he uses this dichotomy with this Gemara. It's brilliant. He says, when you daven, the Gemara says, put your eyes to the ground, your eyes below, right? Set them towards the ground. But your heart should be set up high, right? Towards heaven. Zemi palel al tzarchei hanefesh v'haguf. Talking about someone who's davening both for physical things and spiritual things, right? On Shabbos, they say, right? We're not allowed to have requests. But that's not true. It's not true. We do have requests. Think about what the requests are, right? Ritzeinu nuchatenu, right? Sabeinu mitovecha, samach nafshenu mishuatecha, right? Let us be glad. Let our souls be glad with your salvation. Taher libeinu la'avdecha be'emet. Please, purify. This is a request. Purify our souls, our hearts, so we can serve you. Spiritual requests. Right? Usually, during the week, it's all physical. So here he's talking about someone who's davening for both physical and spiritual. So he says, Yiten libo haroe harbe chachma v'das. So that's why the Gemara says, your heart should be above, meaning you want to grow, your heart is about spiritual growth, personal growth, etc. Go look above. B'mishu l'malo mimenu. Look, aspire. I want to be like that person. Wow, look at what that man, that woman accomplished in their lives. I want to be there. V'palel al Hashem la'atol l'bavo l'chachma. And daven to God that, you know, he turns your heart towards wisdom. She'agia ba'lamal ha'shleimim. Shekein Shlomo lo shami Hashem kim she'itin lo leib shomei. As Shlomo HaMelech asked for, you know, a heart of understanding. Ve'enav, but your eyes. So that's your heart, right? That's your spiritual part, right? But ve'enav, but your eyes, what do your eyes see, right? It's the physical world, right? The eye sees, the heart covets, you know, etc. Ve'enav haro'ot v'chemdot haguf hamuchashot. But your eyes, who see the physical world, right? The sensory pleasures of this world. Yitein b'mishu l'mata mimenu v'madrega. But your eyes should be downcast. Look down. Look at what you have. Look at all the people that are struggling. Look at people that don't have what you have. Ve'az yismach b'chalko, and rejoice. Ve'lo yivakesh al ribui osher, and don't ask for mass amount of wealth. Shekein Shlomo Amar reish ve'osher al titein li. As Shlomo has said, I mean, it's a little bit ironic to say Shlomo said it. Shlomo was a pretty wealthy guy. But he realized, obviously, you know, towards the end of his life, that's what Kohelis is all about. But initially he says, look, at the end of the day, like, I want to be provided for, right? I want to be samech b'chelki. That is wealth. That is happiness. That's what they say. My grandmother used to give me this bracha. She learned it toward the end of her life. The bracha of osher, the osher. Have you heard that? You want osher with an ayin, right? That's wealth. The osher with an aleph. With an aleph means to be satisfied, to be happy, to feel, you know, to be feel like you're provided for, to feel like you have you're enriched in your life. Osher with an ayin and osher with an aleph. They also say that's why osher is with an ayin yafeh, with a good eye, right? You could have osher with a bad eye. You're always looking who's above and you want to keep going, keep going, keep going. Or it could be with a good eye, which is the osher with an aleph. Valkein hayu kol amod ha'aron shvurot. So what does that have to do with anything? It says, therefore, all of the amot, all of the measurements of the aron were broken measurements. Lahorot, shekol adam yadam lebinafsho, ki ilu hu chaser min shlemus hachachma. He says, because that's the point, that every person should see himself as if you're not there yet, right? You're broken, right? I'm only halfway there, right? Because that's what the aron is about. The aron is about spiritual growth, wisdom, attainment. And you still have to like kind of measure out, okay, how am I going to fill this void? How am I going to make myself better? How am I going to grow? As Ravelli, our Rebbe, collective Rebbe of many of us here, would always say, life is like walking on a down escalator, right? You always have to realize, right? You stop walking, you stop walking up, right? You're going to fall down by definition, right? We're only halfway there. Kikol ama chasera morel davar chaser, because every broken ama, right, a half ama speaks to that which is deficient. Hatzarichi maluches rono kach ikar hachachma me ayin timatze, says that is the way it is when it comes, the essential ingredient of wisdom, the greatest knowledge comes from ayin. It comes from nothingness. It comes from a person who sees himself or herself as lacking, as nothing. Right? That's the humility. But not to someone who has all the answers, who is so wise in his eyes. Who is so mistaken in himself, and he says, I got it. I know everything. I've achieved. I don't need anything. Ki ezu chacham, for who is really a wise person, halomed mikol adam. A wise person is someone who realizes that he has so much to learn from others. Achoshev shehu chaser min achachma, who thinks and sees himself as deficient, as lacking in wisdom, vutzarich od lehitlamed, and he needs to learn more. All of us need that. Same thing goes with the understanding of God. Ultimately, the greatest, the ultimate understanding is that I don't understand it, right? It's a classic one. That's why the measurements of the arm were shvurot, the orech, the koma, the rochev, and all the width, the length, the width, and the height. Kineged shlosh dvarim haomdim, kineged masigei hachachmos, v'heim kotzer das hamasig, v'omek hamusag, v'orech hahatzaot. Okay, basically, it just sort of keeps going along this idea, right? Literally, the every single way, you need to know that you don't understand, that you don't have all the answers. And he talks about that in reference to height, width, and length. Fine. Aval hashulchan hamirameis leketer malchut. The shulchan that alludes, that represents the crown of kingship, and to all of the human successes that the Jewish people should be zochet to, hayu amotav k'tzatam shlemot. They were some of them were whole, and some of them were half. Ki kol maskil yismach b'chelko, for every maskil, for every wise person should be happy with his lot. B'yadama b'nafsho, ki ilu yesh lo kol, ve'eno chaser l'nafsho mi'uma, to feel like, I have everything, I'm not lacking anything. Shekin Yaakov amar yesh li kol, right? This is Yaakov versus Esav, when Yaakov meets Esav for the first time in 22 years, right? What's his name? Esav says to him, Yeshli Rav. I have a lot. Meaning, I have a lot, but I want more. Right? Yaakov says, no, Yeshli Kol. I'm good. By the way, that's what we have in benching. Right? What we say, Otan Mekoshalim Kamoshin, Kamoshin Ibarchu Avotenu, as our forefathers were blessed, Bakol Nikol Kol. As they were blessed with kol, every one of the avos has a there's a bak kol for Abraham, right? Abraham was old. Abraham zekein baba yemin vaHashem berachad Abraham bak kol, right? Then you have that with Yitzchak, where it says vayitein lo maaser mikol, when he had a great crop production. So it says he gave maaser mikol, and then you have Yaakov who says no yesh li kol. That's the bracha. The bracha is that we feel complete in this area, that we feel that we have kol, and Hashem provides it for us. Amnam k'tasam hayushburot lehorot. However, some of the measurements of the shulchan were shburot, were broken to teach shaloya shlima adam ta'avatomi kol v'chol. Is to teach that, like, yes, you should feel like you have everything, but you don't need to have everything, right? You should hold back a little bit, right? You don't have to eat everything at the table. You should leave a little bit. You shouldn't partake in every measure of physical pleasures of this world. Don't give all of your in to all your desires. Rather, you have to break down your ta'avot, your desires. Kimitamzen iskar lashon shvira etzel halechem kamoshnemar shivru lanu me'at ochel. And that's why we find interesting. That's why we find this by Yaakov also, where they said, here, we need to get some bread, and they use the word shivru. Right? Get us some bread. Break us some bread. Or they sat down to break bread. Essentially saying that the idea is, yeah, we're breaking bread. Why? We're not going to eat all of it. We're not going to eat all of it. We're going to hold back a little bit. Right? You're not going to, especially, right, you think about in the times of the Talmud, and they're talking about like that Roman era where you had, what were they called? Vomitoriums or something? Crazy, right? The point was, you're going to eat until you need so much that you could vomit, and then what? You need more? It's insane. I mean, that's achila gasa. There's an amazing SNL, a classic famous SNL about the vomitor. It's like hilarious with John Belushi, and it's hilarious. But it's crazy. But obviously, that's anti Jewish understanding. So again, we should feel whole in the realm of our physical well-being. We should feel like we have everything, but on the other hand, we shouldn't have everything. We shouldn't, by definition, we shouldn't have everything. We should hold back. Avo mizbeach ha-ketoret, but the incense mizbeach, hayu kol amotav shlemim, all of its measurements were whole. V'chein mizbach ha'ola, and the same for the altar for the ola. Ki inyan shnehem lahashlim et ha'adam hechaser mitzad ma'asav. Because what's the whole point of these things? The whole point was to actually be mashlim you. It was to complete you. Right? You came, you offered, and you offered an offering, a korban. Why? Because you're lacking. So what are you getting? You're getting fulfillment. You're getting, you know, that shleimut right there. Ki kol habalach haper la'adam, anything that comes to atone for a person, mashlim chesrono. It fills that which you're lacking. It fills your desires in a good way, a spiritual. Ki mizbach ha'olam mechaper la guf, because the mizbach ha'ola atones for the body, ha'chotei al dei ha'kravas gufo chalava lechaim, u'mizbach ha'torim mechaper al neshama, v'ruach Elohim ha'ola hi lamala ka'ashan ha'ktoret. So he said, because both of these mizbachot, the ketoret comes to atone for the things with regard to your soul, and the ola comes to atone for things regarding your physical, which obviously you hurt your soul through it, but physical things you did. Ve'alkena yukol amod ha'hein shleimot. I'm coming here and I'm getting shleimus. That's what I want. That's what you want to get out of the mizbeach. That's what you want to get out of coming to the Beit HaMikdash. That's what you want to get out of coming to shul, where you feel fulfilled, right? Where it's filling you up with something and you want it again, right? And by definition, you're going to leave and then you're going to be deficient again. I need to come back. V'achar hatzah ketana neva'er v'pratut inyan amishkan v'chelav, or whatever. I'll explain a little bit more. So those, amazing, right? To take these three things and look at it in terms of the measurements, right? The half measurements, the half and whole, and the whole, and to really see a spiritual lesson of how to live life, unbelievable. We'll finish with one quick concept that he says about the Aron again. The Asu Aron, Ma Shenemar Bechulam the Asita. Actually, it's odd. All the Mefarshim talk about this. Why does it say the Asu Aron, you, plural, shall make it Aron, whereas for everything else it says the Asita, you will make singular. V'chanemar v'asu, amra Torah, hakol yavo v'itasku ba'aron. Everyone can and should come to engage with the aron, kidei she'yelechulam chedek b'torah, because everyone has a share in Torah. Kiketa Torah, hefker lakol. The crown of Torah is munach ba'omeg, right? It's there, it's ownerless, it's waiting for anyone to come and take it. That's why it says v'asu. Davar acher, lefi shenemar eitz chayim hilam achazikim ba, because it says it's a tree of life for those who grab hold of it. Lilomdeh lo nemar, it doesn't say for those who learn it. It says for those who grab hold of it. Remez lamachazikim yedei lomdeh Torah. This is an allusion to those who help people learn Torah. For those who help those people. Ubiyot shelo kol adam muchan l'talmud Torah. And since not everyone is cut out for sitting and learning all day, umikol makom yesh tzad b'chol adam shiyachol liyot shiyachel kabat Torah. Yet for every person, we all have a chelek, right? We say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right? V'tein chelkenu b'torah techa. We all have a chelek in Torah. So what do you do with it? Ki af im eino muchan l'mod. Because even if you're not, forgetting about not, you're not, you can't sit and learn all day, but it's hard for you to, you know, to give the amount of time you want to give, but you want it. You can still help people. You can still assist. You can still strengthen those who are learning. And it's as if you are learning it. Right, the famous partnership. That's why it says that it's a wooden aron. Because the fact that it was what Hamarameh Alki Eitz Chaim Elamachzikimba, which comes to include or talk about the people who are Machzikei Torah, people who are helping, assisting, and supporting the Limud Torah, Alkena Koli Choli Laasota. Look, everyone has, you're a part of that, it's that wood, that tree. L'kach Nemar Ve'asu, that's what it says Ve'asu. Because that's something that everyone can do. You could say, fine, I can't learn all day. I can't learn daf yom. I can't, whatever. Support. You can. You could be a part of it. You could strengthen. You could strengthen institutions, support Jewish education, Illumina Torah, etc. Very beautiful idea. The Asu, everyone has a share in the Limud Torah. We should all be zochet to realize how deficient we truly are, so we continue to grow as Jews, to grow as human beings, and to be totally complete and feel complete in our sense of what we have, so we could always be smekin b'chelkenu. Rabbi Chanan and Kasher Mitzkodesh Baruch Hu Zaku says Yisrael Leficha Hevelim Ter Mitzvah Shemar Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko Yad Deter V'Yadir Kadosh Der Rabbanan.